Good afternoon. It's 13 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the news headlines.
To present the headlines, my name is Patricia Chivility. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRAP, has urged government to protect Zambia's health sovereignty as it deliberates on whether to accept a proposed $1.5 billion United States dollar health deal from the United States. The Local Government Association of Zambia.
Good morning, Mana Joni. You are up early today.
Morning, Mamwanza. Yes, we are preparing to pass by the mess shed since it is a polling station.
What is happening there today? Are we getting seats or the village headman has called for a meeting?
Ah, you haven't heard. The inspection of the register of voters has started.
But as men, we just wait for the voting day.
That's how people miss out. Mamwanza, what if you don't verify now and on election day you find your name missing?
She's right. Verification is important.
So, where do I check my details?
The Electoral Commission of Zambia informs all registered voters that the physical inspection of the provisional register of voters for the 2026 general election will be conducted from Monday the 2nd of March to Sunday the 8th of March 2026 from 8 to 17 hours. Registered voters are encouraged to inspect their details at any polling station. Registered voters inspecting the register must carry a green national registration card, NRC, and a voter's card for registered voters and a sworn affidavit for the removal of deceased voters. The inspection of the register of voters will also be conducted electronically throughout the inspection period via the ECZ website or the ECZ USSD code *214# on any mobile phone. You can also download the ECZ mobile app from Google Play Store. It is your right. It is your vote. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
Your baby.
Baby diapers, soft on skin.
Here's a little song that we wrote for you. The words are very simple and they're only two. Scream it. Just scream it. Like the moonlight adds a little light in the dark. You got to add a little light in your car. Scream it. Just scream it.
You're welcome. We've been expecting you. Let me get you some juice.
This is not Fruit Top.
We ran out.
Well, you know me. If it's not Fruit Top, it's not a welcome.
Auntie Maggie is right. It's not quite a welcome if you haven't been served Fruit Top Juice Cordial. Fruit Top contains real fruit juice for that refreshing, real fruity taste. Fruit Top Fruit Juice. Real fruit in every drop.
Akuna teko inge fite ya ba ShopRite. Hai di falo, bitombozi witi za iteko za kwa tasil. Kao fela za mtobwa. Inge, mwola wakuta pa wana wa 175 grams Lush Boy Bath Soap. Misho we shutana shutana. Fa 19 kwa 99 ili ngwe fela. Ni hamleka 4.5 kg rapid washing powder. Fa 198 kwa 99 fela. Mwuske mwalifa teko inga ta kufite ya ba ShopRite. Iteko ze di fela la 8 March 2026. Fela kwa ShopRite.
Oh, what a bad day.
When everything is bright and golden, the sun is shining and the mighty morning. Without my family in that moment, that day.
Everyone's bad day is my bad day. But when my banja comes together, there are no bad days.
Nothing brings our banjas together like a bad day. And introducing the newest member to the banja, Banja Ultra.
When you are there, you bring the shine into my
banja washing powder, the family detergent.
Choco Loco, indulge in chocolate
choco flat. Choco Loco,
squeeze it slow, squeeze it fast. Choco Loco,
it doesn't matter big or small.
Choco Loco, Choco Loco is for all.
Choco Loco. Choco Sticks, long lasting fun.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email or fax stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place. State who the broadcaster was. State your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Ali Kinkacha Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints at iba.org.zn or visit our website www.iba.org.zn.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
What's cooking? Cooking is the process of producing safe and edible food by preparing and combining ingredients by applying heat in most cases.
Carbohydrates are in two forms. We have the simple carbohydrates and then we have the complex carbohydrates.
Monday to Friday at 13:05.
From Sunday to Friday, I don't take any sugar. So, am I risking my life or I'm on the good diet?
A healthy diet through life promotes health, pregnancy outcomes, supports normal growth, development, and aging, helps to maintain a healthy body weight, and reduces the risk of chronic diseases, leading to overall health and well-being.
Diet plays a bigger role in physical activity. Actually, I think 80% of weight management is from the diet.
The diet.
Physical activity plays very little. Physical activity is good, of course, to, you know, burn out the excess. It's important to also release, emotional stress. It helps in that regard. But when it comes to weight management, when it comes to management of...
What's cooking Monday to Friday at 13:05 hours only on Millennium Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. It's a lovely Tuesday afternoon, 3rd of March. It's a new month, and What's Cooking is what you're listening to right now on Millennium Radio. And as you know, on Tuesday, we don't do the program alone. We always have guests in the house. As usual, we have Marjorie from CS Osan, and her co-guest, Mr. Simwinga. Please bear with me.
No, I understand.
Okay, they are my guests for today, and we're discussing everything, nutrition and everything nice in between. So what's today's topic? We're discussing building resilience to vulnerabilities and shocks. And I know most people will wonder what the topic is about. But